Hello, friends. Some of you might be looking for more ways to easily incorporate Stoic practice into your day-to-day life. Now, a couple of friends of mine have developed this app called Forum. Now, this app is designed to help you learn from the successes and failures of your fellow practicing Stoics in the same way that you might learn from my experiences in each of these episodes. Forum makes it easy to build Stoic habits. You can take a minute every day to contemplate a Stoic quote and exchange experiences with your fellow Stoics. So Forum's beta release is available for free on the iOS App Store to a limited number of early access users. Its developers want your feedback in order to shape the app into the best possible tool for practicing Stoics like you. Search for Forum, a Stoic community. Get started on your daily Stoic journey. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. I talk about my experiences, both my successes and my failures, and hope that you can learn something from them and make your life just a little bit better, all within the space of a coffee break. This week's episode is called The Zen of Zeno, Exploring the Art of Stoic Patience. Are you a patient person? Do you pay attention in your life, or are you just rushing through your day? Today, I want to talk about how patience is one of the most important attributes you need to live a full life and to reach your goals. A man who is master of patience is a master of everything else. Epictetus. We live in a world of instant gratification. We're used to getting almost anything that we want easily and quickly. When you buy something on Amazon, you get it in just a day or two. When you want to see a movie, listen to that certain song, all you have to do is open your phone or your computer. Want a date or to order dinner? There's an app for that. But when it comes to personal growth or achieving our goals, often things don't move that quickly. We may learn something and want to improve ourselves, but because we are creatures of habits, changing behaviors and well-worn thought patterns is not something that we can just decide and change instantly. While I wish it were just as easy as opening the menu of an app and choosing a few options, it takes consistency, and to be consistent takes patience. Man conquers the world by conquering himself. Zeno of Zitium. Patience is something that needs to be practiced and cultivated. Our world is all about instant gratification and trying to get your attention all day long. They even have a term for it, the attention economy. Your attention is so important that they are willing to do whatever they can to get your attention. The more that apps and advertisements have your attention, the more likely you are to buy whatever it is that they are selling. Patience is power. Patience is not an absence of action. Rather, it is timing. It waits on the right time to act, for the right principles, and in the right way. Fulton J. Sheen. Impatience is a non-acceptance of reality. When we are impatient, we are expressing our frustration with reality for what it is and wishing that it was something else. We are registering our discontent with the now and want it to be something different than what it is. When we are patient, we have a strong sense of awareness. We are present where we are. We give the now, where we are, what we are doing, and what we want to accomplish, our full attention. If you wonder why the quality of your work is not where you want it to be, notice how much attention you pay to whatever it is that you are doing. Years ago, I decided that I wanted to learn to play cello. I got myself a nice cello, hired a teacher, practiced a minimal amount of time each day, and dutifully showed up for my lessons each week. While I made some progress, I felt frustrated because I wasn't progressing as fast as I thought I should. I assumed that because I already knew a lot about music, that my previous skills would help me be more proficient in a short amount of time. But after a year, I quit. Looking back on it years later, I realized that I was simply too impatient. I had expectations of where I thought I should be after a certain amount of time, and when I didn't hit those expectations, I found excuses about why I wasn't making the progress I wanted. Excuses like, I was just too busy to practice like I needed to, or maybe the cello was just not my thing. In reality, it was simply that I needed the patience to put the time and attention into my practice to get to the level where I wanted to be at. Patience is not about procrastination. Procrastination is about doing anything other than what you are actually trying to accomplish. It's about distancing yourself from the task at hand because there is some feeling of discomfort attached to what you are trying to get done. Patience is the opposite of procrastination. Patience is about taking your time with what you are doing so that you can give your full and undivided attention to it. Patience is about sitting with the uncomfortable so you can accomplish what it is you set out to do. Patience is a form of wisdom. It demonstrates that we understand and accept the fact that sometimes things must unfold in their own time. Jon Kabat-Zinn. One of the reasons why many of us struggle with patience is that we feel like we are falling behind. In each culture, there are often markers of what it means to be successful. We may see others around us making some kinds of achievements and feel like there is something wrong with us when we aren't as successful as our peers. We may have also created expectations around ourselves and where we should be, and if we're not there, we start to feel like we are failing. We begin to feel the stress of that, which ultimately leads to us not getting things done on time or to the level that we know we can. When we choose patience over rushing, then we do whatever it is we are working on better. Whether we are washing dishes, weeding the garden, or coding an application, when we choose to be mindful and give it our attention, the quality will almost always be better. When we take our time to do something well, then we almost always save time because we aren't rushing. When we rush, we're prone to do things poorly and make mistakes that slow us down and will often create issues that we will have to fix later. Focused attention can save us time in the long run. When we are patient, we are also optimistic. When we choose to put the time and energy into doing whatever it is that we are doing so that it is done right, we have faith that putting focus into our task is worth it. It means that we have decided that our task, whether that's teaching a child how to play soccer, writing a book, or sweeping the kitchen floor, is worth our time and attention. Formulating an opinion is not listening. Rick Rubin. Often, we don't have patience when we are reading a book or listening to someone talk. We hurry through the book we are reading, we put the podcast on double speed, and when listening to somebody, we may try to rush ahead and generalize their message rather than taking the time to really understand the subtleties and the nuances. We try to get the information out as fast as we possibly can, but collecting information is not the same thing as understanding something. When we rush ahead, we miss the subtext. We miss what's hinted at, implied, or said between the lines. We also miss the joy of discovery and play with the material or the person that we're listening to. When we seek to understand, we take the time we need. We allow for discovery. We let what we've learned sink in. We may even pause to consider what we've heard or go back and reread a paragraph that has something deeper that we may have missed on the first pass. The internet is full of information, but what is more important than all the information that is out there is that we understand what we are consuming in a deeper way. Finding the right book or the key information is good, but unless we internalize it, reflect on it, and understand how to apply it, then it just stays in the realm of knowledge and never makes its way to becoming wisdom. Wisdom takes patience. This is why Socrates asked so many questions. He didn't just want information, but he wanted to understand the information that he had. Being able to recite all the facts about something does you little good if you do not truly understand what it means and are able to use that information in a wise way. I live my life. I live it slowly. I take my time. I'm in no hurry. Seal. In order for us to pay attention, we need patience. Attention takes time, energy, and effort. But to do anything well, it needs our attention. Good relationships take attention. Raising children takes attention. Creating art, building a business, or developing a new skill. All of these things take attention. Attention is your greatest resource in anything you do. So often we simply sleepwalk through our lives because we aren't paying attention. We have a list of things that we need to get done, and we push through those often on autopilot. We do this all throughout the day with whatever it is that we are doing. Going for a run, shopping for groceries, driving the kids to school. We pay so little attention to what we are doing that the day just slips by, and the next thing we know, we are brushing our teeth and heading for bed. Consider how different your life might feel if you gave your life the attention you would give performing open-heart surgery. Rather than mindlessly crossing things off of our daily checklist, think of how much more engaged with your life you would be if you gave it focused attention. You would still get all the things done on your checklist, but you would be much more present with each moment. You would have been more immersed in each step of the task. Taking the time to slow down and be present enriches each moment. It gives each moment more weight and focus. Growing up, one of the most important people in my life was my grandmother. What I remember most about her is the attention that she gave me when we talked. Whether that was me excitedly telling her all the details of my latest wrestling match or theater performance, or talking about girls at school, I always felt like what I said mattered to her. I felt like I mattered. She asked questions and she never rushed me. I felt loved around her because she didn't just give me her time, she gave me her attention. Do you give attention to the people in your life? Are you patient with them? Are you present and attentive with your family and friends, or are you too busy scrolling on your phone? Even with the challenging relationship that I had with my father, the things I remember most are not the material things that he gave me, but the interesting conversations that we had about things like the cosmos and chaos theory. It was his attention that I wanted. Patience is the companion of wisdom. St. Augustine. Good thinking takes time. When we are rushed or stressed, our ability to think drops dramatically. Our ability to consider and come up with more options is reduced. This is why people in chaotic situations often make terrible decisions. And this is why soldiers practice in situations that are high stress so that they can slow things down and make good decisions under fire. Now, most of us don't need to make decisions under that kind of stress. We usually have time to sit down and think things over. But how often do you take that kind of time? How often do you sit at your desk and just think? Or sit down and write out your thoughts so that you can examine them a bit more rationally? Or maybe go for a walk to consider something? Taking your time to consider something is always a good choice because it allows your mind to consider more options and survey the landscape. You're often better able to see the whole picture and have a broader view than when you're rushing into a decision. Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. Aristotle. So how do we get better about practicing patience? Patience is really about mindfulness. It's about slowing down and taking your time. When you are doing something, be as mindful as you can. At first, this will not be easy. If your tendency is to rush, you will want to get through something rather than just experiencing it. Can you slow yourself down? Can you start to notice details? Can you see how thoroughly you can do something? Can you find ways to do each task well and improve how you do it? I think you'd be surprised at how much pleasure you can get just by trying to do each step just a little bit better. The more you can limit distractions, the easier it will be to be patient. If you're in a conversation with somebody, try putting your phone on airplane mode so that you can give them your full attention. If you're working on a project, make sure that your workspace is clean and organized and that other projects or distractions are out of the way. For example, when I write a podcast episode, I will often take my laptop out of my office and go sit on my front deck to write. Because I can only use the screen on my laptop rather than large monitors in my office, it's harder to get distracted with other web pages or apps. Patience is the ability to idle your motor when you feel like stripping your gears. Barbara Johnson. I often talk on this podcast about getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. And this is one of the most important skills that you can develop. When you choose to face discomfort head on, you are able to learn to relax when things are challenging. You are able to do what needs to get done, even if it's not something that you might consider very fun or enjoyable. It's about taking control of yourself and your emotions and pressing forward even when you don't feel like it. Being patient can feel very uncomfortable, whether that's working on a project, creating a piece of art, or trying to make changes in our lives. We want to get things done fast. We fixate on the end goal and miss out on enjoying the process. When we are patient, we're able to bring mindfulness to the process and be present rather than running on autopilot. When you are working on a project or reading a book, set aside an amount of time where you are only allowed to work on the particular task or nothing at all. By forcing yourself to confront the uncomfortable feelings, you'll start to develop the capacity to just sit with them. You'll be able to be okay with how you feel and not reach for distractions to alleviate the discomfort. One of the most interesting things that I've noticed when I really pay attention to a task that I consider boring, like washing the dishes or doing yard work, is that I will often have random ideas or inspirations that pop up that have nothing to do with what I'm doing. I found that by giving my focus to the task at hand, it seems to take my full conscious attention, which allows my unconscious to work through something else and give me answers in other areas where I felt stuck. Time is the most precious resource that we have. By learning to slow down and be patient with the time you have, you use it wisely. As I get older, I feel the weight of having less time ahead of me than I have behind me. I want my time to last as long as possible, and I want to use the remaining time I have on this planet to accomplish the things that I want to. I found that the more patient and mindful I am in my everyday tasks, the days seem to slow down and last longer. And while patience is not about productivity, by practicing patience and attention, we actually end up being more productive. Patience helps us do everything we do at a higher level and helps us to be more present and really experience everything in our lives more fully. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and thanks for listening.